Good evening. We're beginning with a special class, short class on Chinuch. I wanted to share with you a conversation that took place this week. The phone rings, and there's a man on the other end of the line. I know this man. Before we continue, if we could all just put our cell phones on silent. Thank you. So the man calls me, and he is very upset. Why is he so upset? His kid was playing in the den, and then the kid got into some kind of tantrum. And then in the kid's tantrum, the boy took his toy car and threw it, and it hit the glass door and broke the glass door. And then the kid came running to his father, completely scared. Abba, abba, the door broke. He got really scared and he ran to his father. And his father, who is under a lot of pressure, looked at the broken door and got so upset at the kid that we won't discuss what he did. But then he walked into the other room and called me and said, "What am I supposed to do? How do I deal with this kid?"
Age?
Five-year-old kid. So he said to the father, "Your son didn't break the door." So he says, "What do you mean?" I said, "The toy broke the door. Your son didn't break the door. Glass door, right?" So he says, "What do you mean?" I said, "Your kid had zero intent to break the door. Your kid was playing, and then he got upset, and then he threw the toy as part of his getting upset, and he had zero intent to do something so grave. You see that your kid is also scared of what he did. You can't be upset at the child for breaking the door. They didn't understand that's what happened. They didn't intend for that to happen. And they learned a lesson just from the door breaking. You see, the kid is whimpering and crying and coming to you scared. They didn't mean to do that. The best you could do is gently tell the kid, okay, so next time we should really not throw it at the door." But you can't start yelling at the kid. The result and your frustration with the result doesn't warrant the kid getting yelled at. The kid didn't do anything wrong. The kid did something perfectly normal. Children will throw tantrums. And when they throw tantrums, they throw things around. And if we can, we keep them away from things that they can destroy. And sometimes we can teach them, hey, don't throw things at glass. And most kids can understand that for the future. But the kid didn't realize this is what would happen. So one of the important tools we have that we have to use in Chinuch is to recognize where the child did not appreciate the outcome of what would happen. I had one of my kids once was playing, and they decided as a joke to take a bat and hit me in the mouth. Now, a plastic bat. It was a child, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. I don't remember which kid. I don't remember what they used to hit me with, but it was something that they didn't imagine could hurt me. 20,000 shekel later, and I don't know how many surgeries later, I still didn't say anything to the kid. Nothing. I didn't say a word to the child because the child didn't mean to hurt me. The child was playing, and under different circumstances, it would have been perfectly fine what the child did. They didn't mean to do anything bad. The fact that I felt a ringing pain in my mouth, and I had to then go to the dentist, and I had to then follow through and get a root canal and undergo surgeries and had like 2 or 3 years worth of suffering from that tooth after the kid hit me. It's not the kid's fault. I'm saying a kid doesn't understand. The fact that factually the child did it doesn't mean that you can be upset at the child. I never said a word to the kid until today. I don't remember who was the child that did it. I don't know. No. The kid was playing, and it was normal playing, and children horse around with parents, and parents horse around with kids, and it was within a range where I didn't think that what they did was wrong. They didn't mean to hurt me. They meant as we were playing to, you know, I imagine it was a pillow fight. It wasn't, but imagine it was. So you're hitting the kid with the pillow, he's hitting you with the pillow. I don't have pillow fights with my kids, but I'm saying, if you're playing with your kids, and it's within the range of what you're playing, so why should the kid get yelled at? The kid didn't do anything wrong. So that's a very important tool as we educate our children. We cannot just look at the outcome. We cannot just look at the result. We have to understand from the kid's perception, is there something they have to learn? So in my case, there was nothing the kid had to learn. They were within the range of what was normal. In this case, maybe After the child calms down and you clean up all the broken glass, there's room to tell the kid, hey, in the future, we don't throw things at glass, okay? But not to help the kid. The child's all scared. The child didn't do anything intentionally wrong. You don't have a big problem here. You don't have a chinuch issue here. The child will eventually learn, and you want to teach them, and you should teach them. They shouldn't throw things at glass. But the fact that you now have a big problem because you have to fix that glass and deal with your landlord and deal with all the broken glass, that's our challenge as a parent, right? As a parent, we have to deal with things. We have to clean up when our kids spill things. But we can't get upset at them when they spill things because that's part of being a child. They're going to spill things. So that's...
You have to learn that lesson. The normal parent, unfortunately, will not react that calmly in those situations, I don't think.
So that's why I'm discussing it here. That's why I'm bringing it up here, right? So you guys have that.